our program and the pricing. Thank you, JT.
Okay, thanks, man.
Hi, JT. JT, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. And, of course, Richard wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also to apply that reduced rate here, make it even more affordable for you. Congratulations on the success of your business. Been around for quite a long time. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Go good. Coming back in from out of town for the 4th.
Yeah. We actually just got back in the office ourselves. We were out on Monday and Tuesday, in fact, because we are still trying to cram 5 days worth of work into a now 3-day work week. We are reducing the cost of the service. We're trying to make it affordable for businesses, especially like you, well-established companies. We do want to work with someone who knows what they're doing, and you certainly have experience here. You've got a website, too, and I'm looking at that. All we'd have to do is make sure that people who don't already know the name of your business are able to find this website when they're looking for any of the keywords related to the concrete services that you provide. So we're going to create the content the search engine search for. It's almost 70 different directories, some known to the public, most of them not. You know, there's things like Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, all of that content. Kind of reassures Google that you can provide those services. They are a bit like a website. They talk about your services and service area, link back to your website, and, of course, verified listings on Google and Bing. There's going to be a social media campaign. There's going to be paid Facebook ads as well because you are going to travel up to 50 miles. You want to get your phone ringing quickly and target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions.
Well, let me ask you. I've done some Facebook ads, and
okay.
I get people from, like, Oregon, and it doesn't work. I don't
really
know what's going on with it.
Well,
I have not had one hit.
That's interesting that you say that, because one of the things that we like about the Facebook ads is we can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific subdivisions where you want to be found. So, of course, we'll talk to you about your service area, and right now we've just got kind of 50 miles. We don't just draw a big circle around you. We want to target where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And we are Meta partners, of course. You know, Meta's formerly Facebook, but Facebook and more at this point. So we are well-versed and well-trained to make those ads work for you. And, of course, we'd only be running those ads where you want to be found. I would recommend them, even just Memphis, you know, but especially for 50 miles, I would recommend that we kind of support the local campaign with those Facebook ads. They're affordable, you know, as I'm sure you know, they're only like 20, 22 cents a click. It would be included in a flat rate of exactly $299. That's a reduced amount because you are an established business, and because it's the holiday shortened week, we're waiving setup fees too. So it would just be the $299 out the door as an exact amount. It would bill once a month for that amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, residential or commercial jobs, big jobs or small. It's just going to be that exact rate, that flat rate. I mean, I know you're not starving for work, but this is not designed for a company desperate for work, nor is it designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle. But it's going to make your website easier for people to find if they don't already know the name of your company. It's going to get you a couple extra phone calls here and there, and extra jobs would certainly help you out. I think one job would offset the cost of the service here. Being that we're filling the position today and we can only work with one company at a time, we would close out the category and work exclusively with you for your company. Of course, you won't be the only business that pops up when someone does those keyword searches, and not everyone who sees you there will decide to call you, but the ones that do are making that educated, informed decision because they saw your website and they liked what they saw. So it's real high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Being that it's month to month, JT, is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Yes, sir. What is y'all's cancellation policy?
So it's month to month. We're Google partners and everything's at will. So that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it. I mean, if you get more work than you can handle or need to go on vacation or need to pause the service seasonally, you can do so. But as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, we bill once a month for exactly $299. But like I said, you can stop at any time.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like something we're really interested in doing.
Is it JW Enterprise? Is that how you want the business to be branded online?
Yes, JW Enterprises, LLC.
And you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the company name? I see it is
yes,
that way on the website. And then the phone number that we are speaking on, JT, it seems to be the number that's on your website as well. So this is a good number for your customers to call. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
I'm going to give you my office manager's phone number for that.
Sure. What is that number?
It's 901-490-3828.
3828. So I've got 901-490-3828. And then you said that's the number for your office manager?
Correct.
And what is your office manager's name?
Rachel.
Rachel? Okay. R-A-C-H-E-L?
Yep.
Okay. Got that in the notes here. So she'll be an authorized contact.
Yes.
Okay. And then what were you going to say?
So on the phone number that we list on the website, can you list two numbers?
Sure. Yeah, we can do two numbers. The two numbers I have already, the 3990 and then the 3828 number.
The second one I'm going to have you list is my my main guy.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. What is that number?
It's 901.
Uh-huh.
282.
Okay.
7782.
Okay, so 901-282-7782. That's just the number that you want listed for your main guy for your customers to call. He's not going to be like an authorized point of contact regarding your account.
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Yes.
All right. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, the business itself is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer. There's no one that ever comes to you. There's not like a brick-and-mortar showroom.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect.
That is correct.
And that's how Google expects it to be for service-based businesses, even if you had like an outside office where you did paperwork or shop where you kept your equipment. If customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. So you'd just be listed city and state, not even that zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then I was looking on your contact form here. I see you've got a contact form on the contact page. Oh, there it is, down at the bottom. jwconcrete22@gmail.com. That's a good email address for you.
I'm going to have you put a different address.
Okay.
I'm ready. For y'all's side, it's JT, V as in Victor, A-N, K-I-R-K.
Okay.
74@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So that's perfect because it's just going to be, and it looks like that's a personal email, it's just going to be for us to contact you regarding your account. And I'm just kind of guessing off of the email. Is Van Kirk your last name?
It is.
It is. Okay. And then when we contact you, of course, your customers are just going to be calling. Everything has the click-to-call feature. But when we contact you, we'll use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your record. But did you have any preferences to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those? You don't? Okay.
I do not.
There'll be a little bit of overlap. If we try to call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, maybe send a text. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. But we're going to kind of want to dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information that I have, information off of your website, make sure that we know things like the a mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that. Of course, talk about specific places where you most want to be found. We'll do that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, Mr. Van Kirk. The other thing that I would do, it's required of us as we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know, first of all, it is that fixed flat rate, that it is month to month, and that we are actually waiving your setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, JT, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Give me just a second then to pull that up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, JT. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
JW Enterprises, LLC.
Okay, and that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
JT Van Kirk.
And you're the owner?
Project manager.
Project manager. Okay, and then Mr. Van Kirk, as the project manager for JW Enterprise LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Okay.
Okay. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are in fact able to contact you directly. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. JT, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online, including that LLC, is always accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, JT, we ask that you let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Van Kirk, that is fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Here we go. It's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the setup fee being waived, with it being a month-to-month service, JT, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 5th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. JT, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And, of course, there is the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads included. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it'll never go up. And, of course, it is on a month-to-month basis, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can discontinue the service altogether or pause the service if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, JT, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Van Kirk, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? JT, you still there? I can't hear you. Hello? I'm not sure if we lost you. The call's still live, but I cannot hear you at all. I might have to give you a quick call back, okay? All right, JT, let me call you back.